I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Update presented by Zions Bank on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, so Cougars at 30 update right here, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Kalani Sitake loved how Chris Brooks had a career day against Stanford.
No, I thought he ran really physical last week, you know what I mean? And I think the injury and having him be out, I think he's got a little bit of taking out his anger on the field, which I'm really good with. Got one more goal with him, and I thought he played physical, put his head down and ran some people over. And we wanted to show some physical play, and I thought he did. I thought the O-line did some good things in run block, and that's why we ran it so many times. We felt like we can go there. We only threw the ball 12 times, so I thought that was a good mixture of the run game. Let Chris, I don't think we ever did this, let him run 23 times. I felt like he was getting stronger towards the end, and we've had some success with guys that can do that.
For big-time banking with the home team feel you can count on, Zions Bank is for you. Zions Bank. We'll come back. More to go right here, 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
And the
other guy. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We are at General RV, part of our Unrivaled Tour, wrapping up our Unrivaled Tour this year. It was a full football season of traveling around, and Boy, General RV, just another great sponsoring year for us to be able to go around with an RV to a lot of our events. And it was our mobile studio in many cases. And so Zach is here with us. Zach, this is the time of the year. Man, the snow's coming down outside. Be careful out there. I've been out in an RV in the snow. And the furnaces, they work.
They do.
And
yeah.
It is like, I mean, this is a whole home situation there. If you want to get out of town and you want to take the whole family, it doesn't matter the weather these days because these rigs are ready for anything.
Yeah. They are. They're set up for cold weather, hot weather, whatever you want to do. They are ready to roll.
So you speak of it snowing, and you have snowbirds, right?
Yep.
And they're headed south?
Yeah.
And you have special deals for the folks that are heading south?
Is we
that
do.
Right?
So many, you know, the snowbird specials. You want to come in and get a big fifth wheel and head down south and spend 3 or 4 months down there and get away from this white stuff. We've got it for you, for sure.
So Bam was talking earlier, said you know, this time of year it's really good because you have a large selection of those fifth wheels that people can choose right now. So it's a good time to get what you want at the price, right?
Yeah, good time to come down. Great selection, good awesome pricing. We want to clear them out. We don't want to push snow around them, so we'd rather have them in your driveway instead of ours.
Inventory is huge, and you guys are offering deals this time of year. If people want to come in, like, you guys are still open. This isn't like a, hey, we're shutting down for the season kind of a thing. This is you guys are going to take care of people. And there are better deals now maybe than people have seen in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, through COVID, we saw some weird things happen with pricing and demand and everything else. But everything's kind of normalized again, and awesome deals going on right now.
You're not gonna have those COVID prices.
No, and what I love is you have something for everyone here. And, I mean, Utah is such a beautiful place. and getting out in an RV, whatever it looks like, you just have an opportunity to see just some beautiful parts of, I think, the whole entire world here. But it's really kind of unique that you guys have so much for so many different people.
Yeah, if you've got a little car that you don't think it'll tow something, we've probably got something that you can actually tow around and get out into some of these beautiful areas and see our state. So yeah, come on down. We've got something for you. Small, big, size, whatever
right.
Works.
We got one more time to chat with you here in just in a little bit here, Zach. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Absolutely.
It.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Scott, here's the deal. It's our NFL roundup.
Yes,
it's a deal I'm going to make with you.
All right.
Scott has something
he
wanted to say.
I've been waiting all day for
yes,
this. Scott's I've been waiting all weekend for this.
So because you were gone last week and the whole Zach Wilson drama
yes.
kind of started to unfold.
Yes.
And then yesterday, Mike White throwing for 320-something yards yeah. and three touchdowns,
yes.
leading the Jets to a win. What were your thoughts on just kind of how the whole thing went down with Zach Wilson? And you've been in that spot where you've had eyeballs on you and high expectations and – probably not. I mean, I don't think anybody has gone. There are very, very few people who've gone through what the media will put you through in New York. And Zach has experienced it. And man, he was on the sidelines, not even suited up yesterday.
Yeah, I think what's really challenging for Zach Wilson to start with is here's a kid who really has kind of had it all. Like he's a kid who's been starting since he was very young in high school. Mm-hmm. He started early at BYU. And all of a sudden, he's in the NFL, and it's a different deal. Like, everybody is really good. And it's not just everybody's really good. The expectation there is win. And it's you're not on scholarship. You're not going to be around on the 3-4 year plan these days. People can't afford it. Like, Robert Saleh is like, I've got a team I really believe can win and win now.
Their defense is amazing.
Is really good. And so – I don't want to say it's unfair to Zach Wilson, and I don't think he was being benched because it's all of that. Like, oh, you just got to win. I think there's a level of – I don't think Zach Wilson was making the progress they really thought he should be. And I think he was actually being more harmful to the team, maybe even himself, than he needed to be. You hear all these crazy stories about – he had the yips and he was handing off the ball when he should have been throwing. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. But there comes a point where you go in an attempt to kind of save you from yourself. We're going to give you a break. Now, any player who's competitive at all goes, I don't want to be out of there. I want to be on the field. I want to be part of the solution. I can right the ship. I can figure this out. And it's just gut-wrenching. It had to have been gut-wrenching for Zach Wilson to sit on the sideline and see the excitement of his teammates, to see the electricity, to see the explosion of, like, how everything was going. And it's certainly not the end of the road for Zach Wilson, but there's a level of responsibility that he's not taking. And it's not about saying no. About the defense, it's not about him having a flippant comment in front of the press.
He got killed over that.
Because you know what? Who cares? Like you have your own opinion. You can be ticked off, and you don't have to be this perfect robot person in the media.
And this is the part too where they're like, "Do you feel like you let your defense down?" It's like, dude, look at my numbers.
Well,
like,
of course you.
I've let myself down.
It's
like, dumb, this is not
it's
good.
A stupid question, right? But it doesn't matter because we're stupid in the media anyways. But Charles Barkley, that's what happened to him. He just said, I got tired. He says, so I'm just going to speak my truth. And guess what? Charles Barkley is the most beloved person in the world. So I don't want to hear about you're supposed to talk a certain way. I don't care. But here's the thing that I think, and this is my message. This is my message to Zach Wilson. This is my message to Cam Rising, who's now at Utah, and to Jaren Hall. Stay in school. Stay in school because you have an opportunity to really to develop and refine yourself in an environment where it's not going to be the end of the world for you. Zach Wilson right now, if you don't perform and perform well, it's the end of the world for you. You look at Justin Herbert, who stuck around for a senior year. And he was a much better player when he came into the pros.
I think it benefited.
And
you look at
Joe Burrow, who was a much better. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't as refined. You can't replace game reps, And they're so precious and they're so valuable and they teach you so much. And if you just go, yeah, I played a COVID year against very average competition. No, you need to go out and you need game reps, because Zach Wilson's now on the bench. Like, he's on the bench, and who knows when he gets off the bench now. I really believe he would have been a much better player had he not. And the same thing, Cam Rising is going to be a late round if he's drafted quarterback, very similar to Jaren Hall. And they're going to go on a team, and they're going to go on a deep freeze. They're going to be Jordan Love. They're going to sit, and instead of having another year of developing in a way where you're not going to get killed by the media or have that pressure.
I just think with a guy like Jaren, his age is different than
– who cares?
They do. This guy does.
But I know. I understand.
Money actually will walk away.
The money's not there now. The money's not going to
work. I think it is for Jaren, though.
No.
You have a better
– I believe you have a better shot to go in so much more prepared. Because what you're going to be if you're Jaren Hall is you're going to be a massively pleasant surprise when you go into a team, because you're going to be so much more ready to play – when you go in a year as from now. I'm just telling you.
Are you going to tell them that on the Players Club?
I am.
This week?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Would you like some advice? I'll give you some advice if you want it. If you don't want it, I'm not going to share it with you. But if too late,
I'm sharing it anyway.
I won't tell him.
You have to.
If he doesn't want to hear it, I'm not going to force it down his throat.
Well, he might not take the advice, but you should offer.
When I left a year early, okay, And I know from a maturity level, I would have been so much better had right. I had.
You regretted it.
It was just I sat behind Dan Marino. I never got to play, but I did get to go back and play in the World League, and it was huge to go back and get those reps.
There's no such thing as that now.
There isn't.
All right. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We have a 2-minute drill around the corner. Utah Jazz tonight at home. You're going to get the pregame right here. On the Utah Jazz Radio Network coming up here. Jake Scott, Tim Lacombe, they're going to bring you your pregame. So stay right here. We're going to have our 2-minute drill, and we'll get you ready for the Jazz game coming up as well. So stay with us, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.